Ladies and gentlemen, federal employee, today we're tackling the age-old question of, can you get life insurance that is more cost-effective and better than your survivor benefits that you get as a federal employee when you retire, or that you elect as a federal employee when you retire? What's the best way to make sure your spouse is taken care of in the most cost-effective way possible? Can you get life insurance that does the job even better for cheaper? Because again, survivor benefits is expensive. That's exactly what we're going to dive into today. So if you're new here, so good to have you. My name is Dallin Haas. I'm a financial planner who serves federal employees every day, and I absolutely love it. So let's give some context to today's topic. When I'm talking about survivor benefits, I mean as a FERS federal employee, you have your pension, right? That monthly check you're going to get in retirement for the rest of your life. It's a great, great benefit. However, if you pass away, that pension will go away completely. Your spouse will not get a piece of it unless you elect what they call survivor benefits, some sort of survivor benefits. Now, there's a few different options for that. Number one, you can do the full survivor benefit, which means if you, well, let me back up, which means that when you're both alive, you and your spouse, your pension is going to be reduced by 10%. But if you were to pass away, your spouse would get 50% of your pension. So if your pension is $2,000 a month, while you're alive, you'd get a $200, right, 10%, $200 reduction to your gross pension, so that if you were to pass away, your spouse would be left with $1,000, 50% of your gross pension. That's an example of how that would work. That is the full survivor benefits. That's the most you can leave for your spouse. The other option is you can do a partial where it costs you 5% of your pension while you're both alive. If something was to happen to you, your spouse would be left with 25%. Okay? So again, if you want your pension to last beyond your lifetime, it's going to cost you. It's not free. And there's a big wrinkle in all of this that if your spouse does not have a survivor benefit, then if you were to pass away, they cannot stay on your health insurance. Now, the one exception to this is if your spouse is a federal employee as well, and they are eligible for FEHB on their own working history, then of course they'd be able to keep FEHB. But assuming your spouse is not a federal employee, they would be kicked off your FEHB once you passed if you did not elect a survivor benefit. Okay? But long story short, many people look at these prices. They're like, wow, my pension, let's say, is $4,000 a month, and if I take a 10% hit, that's $400 a month that I'm paying for the survivor benefits. Isn't there some life insurance? Isn't there something else I can do to make sure my spouse is taken care of? Okay, well, let's talk about that. First and foremost, FEHB, life insurance is not going to provide FEHB or health insurance for your spouse, so you want to make sure, at a minimum, if your spouse is reliant on your FEHB, you're gonna, at a minimum, be electing the partial survivor benefit, right? But let's say your spouse is a federal employee or they don't need the health insurance or whatever it may be, can we get life insurance to replace at least some of this? Okay, to replace at least some of this. Well, let's talk about that. Well, for life insurance, there are two main types of life insurance. There's whole life, okay? Whole life and term. Whole life, as the name suggests, it is designed to last your entire life, okay? The premiums are a lot higher than term because, again, as long as you keep paying those premiums on whole life, it's going to last your entire life, okay? Term is a policy you can get for just a certain amount of time, and then it goes away. For example, 10 years or 20 years or whatever it may be. And as you might expect, the prices for term are significantly cheaper because it's only meant to last a certain amount of time. But if we wanted to replace a survivor benefit, which of these would we probably need to have? Well, the worst case is, what if you got a term policy to last till, let's say, you're 85? What if you lived to 86 and then you passed away, where your term policy is now gone and your spouse isn't left with anything, right? So in some situations, a term policy may be fine, right? Depending on what, maybe you'll get more assets later from an inheritance or something. You just need to cover a specific set of time. But for most people, to replace a survivor benefit, they're going to have a whole life policy to do it. Because again, we don't know when you're going to pass away. We don't know when your spouse is going to pass away. And so having a whole life will last your entire life to make sure there's no gaps. And again, the problem with whole life is it's expensive. And if you think survivor benefits are expensive, whole life insurance, especially if you have any health issues, you may not qualify for life insurance. You'd have to go to an insurance company and say, hey, go look at my medical records, do a medical exam on me, and see if you want to give me coverage. That's basically what you're going to have to do. And again, if you have health issues, you may not qualify at all. And even if you're in good health, the prices on this are expensive. Okay, so for example, let's just do an example. Let's say your survivor benefits are, well, let me back up. Let's say your first pension is $4,000 a month. So if you elect the full survivor benefit for your spouse would be left with half of it, so $2,000 a month, okay? $2,000 a month. Now, we would have to, basically on a yearly basis, that would be $24,000, okay? $24,000. Now, the question is, how much money would we have in a whole life insurance policy to produce $24,000 for the rest of your life? Well, if you don't know what the 4% rule is, I've got all videos on that, but using the 4% rule to calculate this, we would need about $600,000, okay? We would need about $600,000 in a lump sum to be able to produce $24,000 on a reliable basis for the rest of someone's life, okay? So, again, to replace a $2,000 survivor benefit, you would need a $600,000 whole life policy to cover your life if you didn't want to elect survivor benefits. And that doesn't even include the health insurance aspect, right, as well. So this is my summary after all of this. If you want to go shop around for life insurance to see if you can find something that's cost effective, that'll save you some money, knock yourself out. I've done a lot of looking into this, and it's very, very rare where anything comes close. Survivor benefits is expensive, but it's probably the most cost-effective way to do it at this point, okay? Could there be some interesting financial tool that comes out later that is better? Yeah, maybe, possible, but especially with health insurance being tied to the survivor benefit, it's just very hard to find a cost-effective way to replace a survivor benefit. So if your spouse is reliant on your health insurance or a piece of your pension, most times it's going to make sense to elect a survivor benefit. But again, you're welcome to look into it, welcome to see what coverage you get, what prices you can get. But in my experience, it's really hard to replace a survivor benefit, which is a monthly payment that gets COLAs every single year for the rest of your spouse's life. That's hard to replace for a lot of reasons. So I hope that's helpful. If you have any questions or you want to hire a firm to help you in your financial or federal retirement, there's a bunch of links in the description below to give you more resources to retire confident. Have a great rest of your day. I'll see you guys next time.